was at the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s when all of the bishops were there in Rome and they were trying to figure out what they were going to say, how they were going to influence the church to shape it for the years to come. And there's a story where there's two of the bishops that were sitting there, and during the talks, the one bishop looks over at the other and sees that he's reading the Communist Manifesto. And he's kind of perturbed at this, you know, he's looking at him, kind of wondering what's going on. And he's thinking, I'm sure, inside, is there like a spy here or what, you know, why are you doing this? And so he ends up talking to the bishop and he realizes that he's a young bishop from Poland and his name is Karol Wojtyła, who would end up becoming St. Pope John Paul II just a few years later. And he remembered this a few years after that because Pope John Paul II wrote a number of encyclicals talking about work. And it was from that lesson, from that understanding of what work rightly is, that helped him to bring down the Berlin Wall, that helped him to fight the Soviet Union, and eventually to bring peace to the world in a number of ways. And I think that understanding, that idea of work, is something that we need to look at this weekend, because that's exactly what our readings are trying to get at. that we have in the first reading this idea that Abraham is doing all of these kinds of things, right? When you go back and look at it, there's a whole bunch of verbs in the first reading. He's like scurrying around, kind of doing all of these things. And we get the point that the work is sanctified. That work for you and me should be something actually that brings us to God instead of bringing us further away from him. And that, I think, is the point that St. Pope John Paul II knew so well. That it's possible for us to go through our daily lives, to work 5 days a week, and at the very end to be able to say, this didn't bring me any closer to God. Or, on the flip side, you can say, the things that I did every single day brought tons of meaning to my life. It actually was something that sanctified me. And I think that's what we have to reach for. That's the goal to do in our modern world. I was just talking to a middle school teacher and, you know, kind of asking how his summer was going. And he said, Father, I'm just recovering. and, you know, the way that he talked about it was like he had just come back from war or something. But then he went on to say, like, well, Father, you know, because I do this, I'm going straight to heaven. And I didn't argue with him, and that theology kind of checks out. But we should have that attitude, right? That the things that we do actually brings a lot of meaning to our life. And that's what the Pope knew so well, because, you know, if all of our lives are just simply for the sake of working, if it's something that we only do because we're told to, because it's forced upon us from some outside kind of thing, then we're destined to have horrible lives. And I think that we're seeing that in the modern day and age, that so many people are going through their weeks just kind of living for the weekend. You know, they simply rest on Sunday just so that they can work more. And then you ask them, well, why are you working? And they say, well, I don't know, so I can keep working, you know. We don't work to live, or we should sort of have the right sense of that. And that's what the gospel, I think, is getting at, that here is Martha, who's fretting about all these kinds of things, in direct contrast to Abraham in the first reading. And she's so upset, she's so anxious, she's so concerned with all of the things that she has to do that she kind of forgets why she's doing it. That this could be something actually where she's learning to serve the Lord, where she's giving of herself and being sanctified. But instead, she kind of gets rebuked by Jesus. And, you know, I love the way that this is written, because you just instantly feel that when it says, Martha, Martha. Right? You know what Jesus is going to say after he says your name twice. But she's not in that state of mind. In fact, she's at a point where she tries to tell Jesus what to do. That never goes well, by the way. And so I think that's a perspective that we in the church have the right reading on. That we understand that all of our work has lots of meaning. And this is what the Second Vatican Council, I think, got right, is that all of the things that you and I do in our daily life actually help to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, that we help to build that up. And we understand that we can't create some sort of utopia here, but the work, on the other hand, sanctifies us, and it sanctifies everyone around us. Good communities are founded upon that idea that work has its proper place and that it's being sanctified. But you don't get that without the cornerstone. And that cornerstone is what Jesus leads us to, because he talks about Mary. Mary has chosen the better part. She's there in a place of receiving. She is there listening to the Lord. And for you and me, I think it's today. It's Sunday. We keep holy the Sabbath because God rested on that day. And we celebrate it because Jesus rose on this day. And because of those two things, our lives are ordered rightly. That we don't get to have the right frame of mind on work if we don't have the right frame of mind on resting. That today is actually made for you. That we rest in the proper way by giving God our time, giving him our attention, and praising him. That's what real work is. Because I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but God creates the world in all of its beauty and all of its order for 6 days, and then he rests. And you'd think, the Almighty God, who can do everything, rests for a day. I mean, that's kind of mysterious, isn't it? But he does it, I think, to give us an example, and he does it to make space in the world for himself. That he steps back and he says, this is the time to enjoy, the time to rest, and to make space for God. And for you and me, it's the very same thing. That we create space in our lives to receive the supernatural. We have a day where everything all of a sudden begins to click into place, and the rest of the week is ordered rightly. The more families you talk to, the more that they say, or at least the ones that I talk to, they say, Father, when the whole family is there at Sunday Mass, everything feels right in the world. And the rest of the week feels that way too. But when that doesn't happen, something's just kind of off. That's something that we can feel in our hearts. Because we know it. We know it deep down. We know that we need this day of rest. And we know that we need to properly order our work so that we don't go crazy. And so that we can actually do the things that we need to do. God established the world that way, and it's a beautiful thing. So let's be like Abraham. Let's order our work so that it sanctifies us every day, with that understanding that Sundays are for the Lord, that without that rest, without that leisure, everything else doesn't fall into place. But instead, God can work in our lives so we aren't anxious and worried about many things.